Okay, good morning, Rabbi Yisai. Continuing from our discussion about over lifnei hamispalel, or sitting down within dalad amos of somebody who's davening, or somebody who's saying the first pasuk of Kriya Shema. The first heter that we have brought down, which probably is a very, very practical one, and I must say, I don't think I even realized that this was the heter. I mentioned it briefly yesterday. Moishi, he's here. If Moshe, it's all right. Yeah, I mentioned it briefly yesterday, and just to explain it today, and that is that we said that if you sit down within dalad amos of a mispalel, then you appear as if you're not interested in what he's doing. It appears as if he's davening to the Rabboni Shlomo, and you are checking your phone to see what messages you've got. And that seems like a priestess in the cupboard of the Rabboni Shlomo. And therefore, within dalad amos, you're not allowed to just sit down. But says the Mechaber, he says, but that's only if you're sitting down and you're checking your phone. But he says, what happens if you are sitting down and you yourself are involved in the avodah of the Rabboni Shel Olam? What happens if you are sitting down and you are davening? What happens if you're saying Tehillim? He brings down even if you're saying Ezeh Mekoimon. Yeah, you're making up korbanos. You came late, you're making up the korbanos. Or you're saying Tehillim. And then there's a discussion as well, Afila Oisek Batoira, providing that it's clear that you're mumbling the words. You're not just scanning, if you like, the Torah. But if you're mumbling words, and the same thing he brings down, for instance, Pirkei Ovis, on Shabbos afternoon, if you've got somebody who's standing behind you, Shmona Esra, he's davening a longer Shmona Esra, and you're ready to say Pirkei Ovis, he said you're allowed to sit down, and you're allowed to say Pirkei Ovis. You're allowed to sit down as long as you indicate, by the fact, by what you're doing whilst you're sitting down, that I too I'm involved in the avodah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm saying Tehillim, I'm saying davening.
It's pressed already.
Yes. Okay, fine. I'm busy in the avodah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then you've got a heter to sit down, toich dalad amos of a mispalel, whether it's to his side, whether it's in front of him, whether it's behind him. That's heter number one. Heter number two, yes, heter number one is that I too am doing what he's doing. He's davening, he's being mekabel olmal tashamayim, I'm doing the same thing, or I'm learning Torah, I'm saying Tehillim, I'm saying Pirkei Ovis, and therefore I'm involved in Torah as well. The second heter is the question of the mechitza. What happens if I put up a mechitza between myself and the person who's davening? In Sasev, we used to have the benches, the rows of benches. And the benches were 10 tefachim high. The backs of the seats, they were pews. And the backs of the seats were 10 tefachim high, but they had a big hole at the bottom, because they only had two sides, and they were open through underneath the seat itself.
Which year?
What? The ones till now, the blue ones that were thrown out just now. Yeah? Oh. But, right, so therefore...
A chair is a
machine. No. Well, look at the chair, right? You're looking at that chair at the moment, yeah? Assuming that it's 10 tefachim high, the Mishmur brings down that a mechitza has to be 10 tefachim high, 4 tefachim wide. Okay? Let's take the biggest shear, 1 meter high. Okay? A table is 75 high. That chair might be just a meter high. Might be. But most of it is whole. Most of it is not solid.
A chair is quite a...
It's not a mechitza, though. It's not a ten tefachim mechitza. You've got one panel at the back, which is for your back, yeah? And between the legs, there's nothing. Right, so... Yeah, we don't... Oh, we just learnt it last week. We had a shiur about the Moskva, right? There's no good asics and good... Yeah? Right, so therefore, what I did was, and I had somebody who davened behind me along Shmoneh Esrei on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, so I bought a piece of board, yeah, and I filled in the gap at the bottom, right, and screwed it in, and that way I created a 10 tefachim mechitza behind me. Okay, what happens if you've got chairs like this? Yeah, so therefore. Pashtus, it says a 10 tefachim mechitza has to be 10 tefachim high, has to be 4 tefachim wide, and it also says, which I'm not sure what it means, I really need to ask a poisek, a rov, because, you know, I'm not, is it also says it has to be kavua, fixed. How fixed does it have to be? I mean, mechitzas in shul don't have to be fixed. The mechitza between the men and the ladies doesn't have to be a fixed mechitza. A lot of them are on wheels. They can wheel them in and wheel them out, etc. They're movable and they're a bit flexible. Right? So what does it mean by...
has to be able to
oh, so in sukkah we say it has to be oimed beruach matsuyo. But that maybe is a special drosha because there's psukim about it. The sukkah has to be a shelter, has the place of shelter from zerum and moto.
The
eruv
street has to be
oimed beruach matsuyo.
Yes.
Okay, so if you tell me that Oymer Baruch Matsuya, then any pretty solid standing mechitza, even if it's a freestanding mechitza, will help you. The only thing that I thought about, I thought I was being very clever by putting on this mechitza, but the mechitza I only had behind me, and we're saying that a person's daladamas are l'chol ruchois. So what happens if there's a guy davening Shemoneh Esrei in front of me? Or what happens if there's a guy davening Shemoneh Esrei to the side of me? And within Dalad Amos, I'd need four mechitzas, basically. I need to stand in some sort of a booth, and have four mechitzas on all sides. Or if I can move my mechitza around, and I've got somebody to my side, I could put the mechitza there. Got somebody behind me, I could put the mechitza there.
If you've got somebody in front of you, you can't sit down behind him.
You can't sit down behind him. That's what we said. So if he's davening Shemoneh Esrei at the front, but if I put up a mechitza in front of me, that would also do. But I was thinking that it didn't help me. I always think that we're thinking only about the people who are behind us. But we've learned here, that the halacha of sitting, and I'm not talking about walking past somebody, that's the next halacha. We're talking about just the halacha of sitting, toich daladamas, of somebody who is davening, or toich daladamas. And we said the daladamas goes in a circle all the way around. So anywhere within that daladamas, you're not allowed to sit down whilst he's davening. But if you're davening...
Only if he davens Amida.
Amida?
But you can't get in.
We said only Shemoneh Esrei, only Amida, and Amida and the first pasuk of Kriyat Shema. Shema Yisrael, Tilechot. Those are called Od Malchus Shemaim. And that's called. Where does the Amida finish for this purpose? 3 minutes, okay.
He's stuck on an all circular.
Okay. Yeah? So, where does the Amida finish for this purpose? So, I thought, again, it was a Machshava, and the Machshava gets shot down in the Mishnah Berurah, but I thought that Shemoneh Esrei finishes Hamavorech Samo Yisrael Basholoi. And then, especially if you've said Yiyu L'Rotzein, those people who say Yiyu L'Rotzein Imrefi Hashem Tzuri V'Goyali immediately after. Nusach Ashkenaz doesn't do it, but Nusach Sfar does it. That they say Yiyu L'Rotzein. Then after that, and even in Nusach Ashkenaz, you can answer Kodosh Avoruch. In a Lekain Nesor. And if you said Yiyu L'Rotzein, then you can say Yimloich as well. So there are things. What? Ashkenaz does do it.
No.
Ashkenaz don't say it to Yiyu L'Rotzein twice.
It's in most Ashkenaz to do it.
They print it in Ashkenaz to do it as well. Okay, whatever it is. So if you know that you're covered, certainly if you're davening Nusach Ashkenaz and the Shliach Tzibur is reaching, he started Chazoras Shatz and he's going to get to Kedusha very soon, then it's a good idea to say Yiyu L'Rotzein after Hamvorech Samo Yisrael Basholoim, because that will enable you to answer Yimloich as well. You can answer Kodosh, you can answer Baruch and Yimloich. So, what? Derech Chaim Paskins that you can say Yimloich if you've said Yiyu L'Rotzein. But not if you haven't. Okay?
Even
Ashkenaz, it's nothing to do with Ashkenaz. It's to do with Yiyu L'Rotzein. If you said Hashem Tzuri V'Goyali first time round, then after that it's already a little bit easier. But remember, on Yom Kippur, right? On Yom Kippur, we say Yiyu L'Rotzein, even Ashkenaz says Yiyu L'Rotzein, Hashem Tzuri V'Goyali, and then we start with Vidui, Hashamnu V'Gadnu, and all the Alchets, right? We put all that in before L'Kain Netzor. And then the kind of Torah is at the very end. So you can see already that you've finished Shemoneh Esrei and you're in the section which is called sort of Tfilah Sachar Tfilah, if you like. Pardon?
No man's land.
No man's land, you call it? No, it's somebody's man's land, yeah? But it's a time when you can be mafsik to a certain extent, and we do it, Yom Kippur, big time, everybody, Nusach Ashkenaz and Nusach Sfarad. So therefore, when we say that you're not allowed to sit down in front of somebody who is davening, does that include after you are rotzoin? If he's in the middle, the guy who's davening behind me is in the middle of saying his alchets. Yeah, he's in the middle of saying his alchets, and I've just finished Oysa Shalom, and I would like to sit down. Yeah, is pshat that he is still called a mispalel, or not? Says the Mishnah Berura, unfortunately. He says, I'm looking for the words, but basically what he says is that, yes, here we go. Shel mispalel, says the Mishnah Berura, afilu im ha-mispalel oimed, but achanunim shel acha ha-tfila, even if the mispalel is doing the tfilas acha ha-tfila, kol zman shloi posa, as long as he has not stepped backwards. Right, then he's still in the middle of. We'll speak about Oven Lifnei Hamispalel. But basically, the Mishnah Berurah is saying that Shmoneh Esrei, for this purpose of not sitting down, continues till Oseh Shalom. And in fact, Kol Zman Shloi Posa, in all the halachas of Shmoneh Esrei, it means till he's finished, he doesn't actually have to have stepped back, but he's got to the second Hashem Tzuri the Goyali. In other words, when he's got to Hashem Tzuri the Goyali and he's ready to step back. So for instance, supposing he's got somebody behind him. Yeah, he's got somebody behind him who's still davening and he can't step back. But as long as he's finished all the Hashamnus and all the Alchets and he said Lekai Netzor and he's at Yiyul Rotzon, he's about to get to Yiyul Rotzon Imrei Fi. Yeah, but he can only be Lefnecha. He said Hashem Tzuri the Goyali. He's at Oysa Shalom. That's called Posa already. And at that stage, you would be allowed to sit down in front of him.
Started in the Torahway, Northwest London, Monday, Kof Beis Elul, 15th of September. Marin HaRav of Mordechai Ginsbury Shlita. Rosh Hashanah, the smaller I am, the greater I will be. This week's Torah is sponsored by Norman Avela Taylor to Mata Chasna, the granddaughter. Rina Mishdecha to David Belila, and he wants to show me why he's coming from the Shem Yisrael. Nelson Lil Nishmas, the Rosh Hashanah, his 30 outside last Friday. Nelson Lil Nishmas, Rabbi Yosef, Dov, Ben, Rabbi Shimon, Mechoyal, Tzvi.
First of all, my apologies for the delayed arrival, courtesy just of the traffic, believe it or not, along Brent Street, getting between Hendon and Golders Green. I thought I'd left enough time, but clearly not. Are we allowed to go a few minutes over, or we've got to keep strict 9 o'clock finish? We'll see how it goes.
Chassidish
at 9 o'clock. Okay. So, 9 o'clock. We'll finish 9 o'clock. Don't worry. Zok Tachnish will be fine. So I wanted to start off. Obviously, under the circumstances, it's impossible not to say something about dear Dudi Olav Shalom, Reb Yosef David, Reb Shimon, Reb Yosef Dov, Reb Shimon. And first of all, I knew him for many years. I actually knew his late father, Shimon, who was an Alter Bayankov, a few years older than myself. We had a Shaychus who spoke. He asked me many, many times to come and speak here. And as you can see, trying to fit everything in is not always so poshut. So much has been said. But I just want to reflect on two Rashis in Parashas Chukas. One which is Gemara from Moed Kotten Kaf Ches, where Rashi brings down in respect to the Smichus HaParshius of Mises Miriam and Pora Aduma, what's the Smichus HaParshius? Lo melecha ma Pora Aduma chaperes, af Mises Adikim mechaper. And the Kash is asked, Tosus asked the Kash there in Moed Kotten Kafches, what's the inyan of the Kapora of Pora Aduma? And Tosus explains that the inyan of Kapora is that we find by the Pora Aduma, as wrote down in Chazal, Tovoi ima usakaneach tsuyaspino. That there's an inyan whereby one finds a way to move forwards and to be mechaper tikkun for that which has gone wrong in the past. And that is the inyan, if you like, of the way in which Paradum is mechaper and Mises Tzadikim is mechaper. Difficult to join the dots between generations, and even more so to understand fully what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. But perhaps if Divrei Chazal, Divrei Torah, Anim b'mokam echot, imashim b'mokam acher, and Rashi later on in Parshas Chukas brings down about the Meimur Riva, Asher Rovu v'nei Yisrael Hashem v'Kodesh Bom, says Rashi, Kesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu oised din b'mekudoshov, hu yoroi u'mekudosh al-abriyos. when HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings a midas hadin against those who are the closest to him, he is yoroi umiskadish al habriyos. V'cheinu amen, it says simply, noira elikim mimikdashecha, and we say, altrik mimikdashecha elo mimkudashecha. Those who are closest to Ribbono Shel Olam, and I think it's brought down the Mechtov of Yisroel Lant. I was looking, I couldn't find the Makor today, but someone will tell me afterwards maybe, that one of the things as we approach Yom HaDin is to consider that sometimes things happen, appears to be Shelo Kesidron, appears to be something which is, it is, not just appears, very difficult for us in Olam HaZeh to relate to, but Hatzur Tomim Pa'aloi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Oisadin B'Mekudoshov, we realize that not everyone gets through from one year to the next in Olam HaZeh, and that makes us realize how much more we've got to do. And we know that those who are mezakeh us with opportunities in Torah and Tefillah are considered to have a midah of avos, to be like fathers. So efshar, there's an inyan now in like sovei b'nei, in the wider sense, we've got to come and we've got to be able to be mesaking, to be able to be mamshich vaita. And I say this in particular here in this Beis HaMedrash, where Dudi was absolutely the linchpin in so many ways, the visionary and the one who also enacted on that vision, and not only in making sure there was the physical structure of this Beis HaMedrash, but also here as far as start the day the Torah away. Truly a remarkable individual who achieved so much in tender and young years, and it's a limud and a chiyuv for all of us, at the same time as our hearts go out to the mishpacha, and we extend to them our wishes, deep, deep wishes, tanchumin, birchas tanchumin, but we also have a chiyuv to go and to build and to take vita the tremendous koichas and achievements of Reb Yosef Doiv, Reb Shimon. I want to say one final thought just before starting the prepared shiur, and that is, it strikes me that in Ne'ilah we say, Ata Noisin Yod Lapoishim. Yod is Rosh Tevis, Yosef Dov. And perhaps there's an inyan in that, that just like we're saying here, to be Mesaken, to raise higher, to bring Hecha, all the Aveda of dear Dudi, we should likewise realize that that is a Yad Lapoishim, that's something Yosef Dov has given us the keys, has given us the tools to be able to be Mesakened and to take Vaitad, be as a girl in that moment when Mocha Hashem Elokim Dimo Mi'al Kol Ponim V'Noim Arameim. I don't know how many of you are familiar with the Psicha to Tfilas Rosh Hashanah brought down the Siddur HaGroh. Lechura, this was written more likely by his Talmud Muvok, by Reb Chaim Volozhiner, but he bases himself on the question of the Avudraham, who explains the Loshen Uvachein Tein Pachtecha. What's the Loshen Uvachein? And the Avudraham makes a connection to the Pasuk in Megillas Esther, Uvachein Ovo El HaMelech, that when we're standing and we're preparing for Yom Noroim, we are never really ready. However much effort we've made, Uvachein Ovo El HaMelech, and he continues on to say, Uvachein Ovo El HaMelech Asher Echados, Ki mi yoyma, who can say, Zochisi libi toharti mechatosai, who can say that I've actually purified my heart sufficiently, I've cleansed myself from that which I've done wrong, Bifrat b'yom ha'din ha'godol v'anoira hazeh. Umi lo yevosh lov el ha'melech b'lvosh tokias, who cannot be ashamed to come before the king in tattered clothes, as it were. Mo onu mer chayenu. Ma kichin lizboiles ha'tshuva roi l'asos l'ferech avoneinu. What can we do to get ourselves to that particular madriga? Even im niyeh kol yomeinu b'tshuva yaspik. If all our days were to be just given over to Shuv, be sufficient. Pshita b'yom motim ha'eli me'aslicha shekodim Rosh Hashanah. It's obvious in these few days of Rosh Hashanah. How's it shayach to come before the Ribbono Shel Melech Malchei Amlochim on Rosh Hashanah? And on that is the Cheshvan Uvachein. Even though I may not have sufficiently prepared myself, I stand before the Melech at this particular moment. And he goes on to explain the Hemshech Inyan. So he says, that pachad of Yira, Hadar Uzay before the Ribbono Shel Olam. And he compares it to the pachad of the Malachi Maila when they stand before the Ribbono Shel Olam. Kesha, again, I refer to Dudi Oliver Sholem and his father, Rav Shimon, who learned in Bayakov. We always used to, when I used to meet Rav Shimon in Manchester, he lived in Manchester, used to talk over Vethlech, Divrei Torah, Mahalchim, that we were recovered from the Mashkiach Zatzal, from Shlomo Volba. And one of the things, I don't know where he took it from, Rav Shlomo Volba said that in Birchas Yotze Oir, we refer to the Srofim, and we refer to the Oifanim and the Chayas HaKodesh. And in Birchas Yotze Oir, we say that there are the Srofim who say Kodesh, 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 Hashem Tzavokis. And then we have the Eifanim and the Chayas HaKodesh, Lu'umas Srofim. They, when they see the Srofim, when they hear the Srofim saying Kodesh, Kodesh, they respond and say Baruch Kved Hashem Imkoimai. Said the Mashkiach, the Pshat is the following. The Srofim and the Malechimala who are Zoichet to be, whatever it means, Mamash in the Heichel HaMelech, so close to the Ribbono Shel Olam, they're called Srofim because they're continually being burnt and recreated. They are the ones who are able to have the closest perception of the essence of the Ribbono Shel Olam, to the extent that any Bria other than Ribbono Shel Olam can have that. And they say Kodesh Kodesh. The Eifanim and the Chayas HaKodesh are in like a room just outside, an antechamber. And when they hear the Srofim saying Kodesh Kodesh, their response is Baruch Kved Hashem Mimkoimai. They can't quite see that place, but Baruch Kved Hashem Mimkoimai. Here, he's explaining, Chaim V'Lozhin explaining the idea of Kedoshim B'chol Yom Yaluchos Sela. What does that mean? That we should be able to give to HaKodesh Baruch Hu Shvach V'idoya B'mamlich HaKodesh Baruch Hu on Rosh Hashanah, like the Malachi Maila, the Srofin, the Oifanim, the Chayas HaKodesh, like they're doing in the Heichal HaMelech and just outside from there. And that's why we ask of a Chayin Tein Pachtecho, because who are we, Krutzei Chaymer, who are the ones who should be able to be Mazkir Shmai HaGodl? But we want to have that awareness, that feeling of hiskashus to the Ribbono Shel Olam, like the Kedoshim B'Shor Shema Halalim and Mishabchim Oisei. That's why we're saying Tein Pachtecho. And then we come onto the big kasha as far as Tfilas Rosh Hashanah is concerned. Habitu Re'ei, Eich Tiknu Lanu Kamineinu Zal, Tfilas Rosh Hashanah. How can it be that Rosh Hashanah's davening is nistengo rak al bakoshes kveid hashchina, she's galek kveidei v'sire malchusei. The whole of the davening of Rosh Hashanah is about the Ribbono Shel Olam. Ki aloi lonu li koel v'lama l'nafshinu b'yom adin ha'godol v'noir ha'zeh. Surely we should gather together with the Ribbono, together in our shuls, and say to the Ribbono Shel Olam, give us slichu mechila, we should ask for mitigation, we're standing in the court, the whole year ahead is being judged, have we not got things to ask for? And b'koshi hitiru lema zochreinu, Reb Chaim Brisky used to explain, how can we say zochreinu in gimel rishonim, where b'kosh is osa? Because zochreinu because for the Ribbono Shel Olam, everything's Ribbono Shel Olam, because she godly to say of Inu Malkeinu even. And yet surely Moedei Piknasis Potter, the right thing to do on Rosh Hashanah would be to be Mazkir and to say before the Ribbono Shel Olam the things that we need, Moedei V'Ozer Yeruchim, and we've got so many things to ask for. So he begins to answer this based on the Zoya. The Zoya says, "Vayhi yom do yom adina yom de Rosh Hashanah." It's the din, the day of Rosh Hashanah itself. Tekiyas Shefer, Malchias Zichrona Sheforus, Vayovayu Bnei Elikim Lisyatzev El Hashem, and the Bnei Elikim stand before Hashem. They've got things to ask for. And what do they cry out? Havlon chai, havlon mezene, havlon slicha mechila v'chaporo. They'd stand there crying out, bona chai mezene. The einish samalev levakish al albine demore, ushmoya mechul bakoyim. Who thinks of the Ribbono Shleim and what the Ribbono Shleim's world looks like and what the Kvod Malchus Shemaim, which should be manifest on earth, should be, and look at the way the world looks today. How can we count Ki Yod Al Kesko She'ein Hashem Shalom Ve'ein HaKisei Shalom Ve'akol Ba'avineinu Ve'ayefa Yoros Ha'odom Ponov Levakesh HaNafshu V'yisratzer HaNafshu Mitovus Olam Hazeh? I heard last week from an Odin Godel, actually a Moshel from Rav Nachman Breslev. You didn't expect to hear Rav Nachman Breslev from me this morning. I'm going to share with you. It's amazing Moshel. Said the following story. There was a king who was inspecting a guard of honor. And as he was passing through the ranks of the soldiers, one soldier pulls out his bayonet and tries to stab the king. The soldier next to that soldier sees what's happening, pulls out his bayonet and kills the soldier. The soldier was trying to kill the king. The king turns around. He says to this soldier, "You saved my life. You saved my life. You can ask me for anything. Ask me for anything you want." Soldier thinks. Said the king, "Your majesty, the general here, he's cruel. He's cutting. He's got nasty words to say. It makes my life a misery. Do you think you could transfer the general to another posting somewhere far away from here?" The king says, "For sure, no problem, I'll sort it out," he says. "But Rachmanus on you," he said. "You could have asked for a palace. You could have asked for a lifetime's parnosa. You could have asked to be at the highest possible ranks of the realm. And all you ask is the general should move from one place to another." The moshel is obvious, the nimshel is obvious. We're on Rosh Hashanah, we've got things to ask for. And what do? We ask for a little bit of parnosa here, gizunt there, the things, our little needs that we've got down here in Olam Hazeh. And we've got a chance to ask the Ribbono Shel to be Malei Chol Ha'aretz Kulo Kvodai. Chol Arisha Kulo Ke'oshon Tichle Kisavim Memshele Zodai Min Ha'aretz. Not part hostage release deals, not ceasefires, not but Maloi Cholaretz Kavoda, we've got to ask the permission for, and we're going to say Havlon Mazone, Havlon Bonne, etc., etc. She's going to ask our needs. I actually told this to a Breslev. He said, "I'm going to Uman," he says. "Should I daven for you?" I said, "What are you going to daven for?" He says, "Well," he says, "you've just told me I've got to daven for the Kvoy Malchus Yisproch. I'm going to daven and win the lottery as well." I said, "You lost the vote. You lost the vote. The power of the vote is don't think about anything else. Shelei nifne ishach reshus libo levakish nafshu slich lakpora shes so many derech. Don't even think about those things. V'chein lo nifne ishach re nige levovo levakish ponichai mezoni lius chatzvin kegalve devezeh no ires adin. We have to on Rosh Hashanah tune into a whole new Metzias, and this also answers the question many people ask, why Rosh Hashanah comes before Yom Kippur? Because it's impossible to detach yourself from the Shvatza Finster Averus. You can't do that when you're actually stuck in the middle of the mud. You need to lift yourself to a new orbit, a new realization, a whole new Madriga of Kirvas Hashem. And then our service made teshuva, and Yom Kippur, there's time to deal with the etzem in yonim that one needs to deal with. I heard from another Odin Godel a remarkable story. This story, this Odin Godel, was told by Rebbetzin Tzipora Heller. She had a talmida, a balas teshuva, who had done the most terrible thing. I don't want to go into the details, but basically, through her actions, her sister and brother-in-law and their family were torn apart. And she didn't know how she could teshuva from this terrible, terrible thing that she had created. And Rebbetzin Heller went to two rabbonim. One was the Chassidische Rav in Tzfas, and one was Rav Simcha Wasserman Zeh Zal Livrocha. The Chassidische Rav in Tzfas said a very interesting thing. He said, "Your Talmida can't find the way out of her Aveira because her God is too small. My God is azoy grois, that there's nothing which I can't find that he can solve. In other words, sometimes we think too small in our relationship with Ribbono Shel Olam. And actually, the smaller I make myself, as is the title of the shiur, the smaller I am, the greater I will be. Because I'll be miskasher to the atzmius of the Ribbono Shel Olam himself. And that's what Tkiyas Shofar needs to be ma'oras to, Uri Yishenim Mishinaschem, as the Rambam says. Klira remes yeshboi. It might be a mitzvah on the Torah, but there's a remes yeshboi. Uri Yishenim Mishinaschem. Don't just think about the klein keppel dikazach and the small things which bedevil us in our daily lives. Raise yourself to a whole new madriga of awareness of the Ribbono Shel Olam and bakosha of kivas Hashem and of the metzias of the kedusha of the Ribbono Shel Olam in the world. Reb Michoa Be'er Wiesmandl once spoke after the war at a bar mitzvah, and he referred to the nusach in kedusha that the Ashkenazim say, minag Ashkenaz, nekadesh es shimcha ba'olam kashem shemagdishim ha'yisoy b'shmei morayim. He said, what's pshat? We should be mekadesh your name down here on earth like them magdishit in Shmei Shemaim. They have, like we said before, about the Srofim and the Oifanim and the Chazak Kodesh have a much greater awareness of the Messias of Hashem. That's what we have to be able to include in our tefillahs. That's the level we have to get to. Rabbi Chorbe Wiesmandl linked it to the Kedoshe Hashoya, those Nebuch, Hashem Yinkun de Mehem, who were brutally murdered al Kiddush Hashem in the course of the Second World War. Every single one, ish loy neder, every neshama kadosh toyer which leaves this earth and is mekadesh shem shemaim lemala, we should be zeicher to that same awareness, that same light, that same kedusha that they have, that same hasoga of the metzias of Shem they have, and be able to be great in that particular way. That's what we're davening for. I'll come back to the big question in that case. You and I are no different to everybody else in this world. When we stand before the Ribbono Shel Olam and Rosh Hashanah, we do want that we should get through, that our families should get through, that our kiddush should get through, that Klal Yisrael should be here, that the hostages should be freed, that Klal Yisrael should be freed from the sin on the tour of the Ummah Sa'olam. Of course we want all of that. We'll come back to that in a minute. But I just want to learn through with you a shtickle. I'm really being makatzer because of the time, which is my fault, not your fault. But I want to share with you a bit of a chiddush between the Rambam in Hilchas Tshuva and Rabbeinu Yoni in Shari Teshuva. The Rambam, at the end of Perek Aleph of Hilchas Teshuva, tells us that there are different levels at which averas of a different genre are forgiven. Some immediately, some require taliyah, a suspended sentence, and teshuva taliyah makipurim is mechaper. Sometimes tshuva makipurim and yisurin are mechaper, and you can have a look at it yourself, Perek Aleph Halacha Dalet. And then the Rambam says at the end, that all of the Bamedvan Murim, where do you get a suspended sentence and then an opportunity for teshuva b'shelo chilas Hashem? Chas v'sholom, if b'shor sh'ova mechalas Hashem, alfa pi sh'osa teshuva gima kirim v'oim b'tshuvosu bol of yisurin, you have teshuva and you have Yom Kippur and your oim b'tshuvosu and you have yisurin, eino miskapilo kapor gemura ad sheyomus. Don't get a king kapara touch yomus el tshuv yom akrim yisurin shlosh don toyin umisum echaperish nema v'nigle ba'ozne Hashem tzvokos im yichupa oven azeh lochem atumusum. Rabbeinu Yoina seems to take a different approach in Shah Dalad Oisei. And Rabbeinu Yoina brings down a gemara in respect of Herod, Hurdus, Shehoroges HaChachomim. He killed so many of the Chachomim. He asked Bebem Butzah, "Im yuchel lirpoi loy velagos menu mozor? Is it possible to do teshuva?" And Bebem Butzah said an amazing thing. He said, "Ato kibisa nerish l'olam. You extinguish the light of the world. Leich va'asuk ba'orish l'olam v'shtadol b'nei beis hamikdash." What we've got today, the Kosel Ma'arovi, we've got the remnants of the Beis HaMikdash, much of it is from Herod's binyan. And the interesting thing is his refurbishment and his improvement of the Beis HaMikdash. And the interesting thing is, it appears from Beinu Yonah that he's saying different to the Rambam. Because he's saying that the Bitzer gave him an Eitzah, Lech Va'asoik, Va'oyer Shel Olam. You'll be able to find a takon in that. I don't think Lamais there's a stir between them. I think actually they're both, because Rambam also says you won't find Kapora Gemura. You've gone very badly wrong, very badly off piece, very badly off message. The way to get back is through finding some way, as the Gemara says, that Sadikim Ba'osa Eva Boyin Chotim Boyim Misratim, one finds to find the truth, so I'm used to get things right. That's so far so it's made Shuvim Kippur. But there's nothing which is beyond the embrace and the encompass of the Ribbono Shel Olam, and that's what we learn out also as far as this Maisa I told you before, of this lady who was told, particularly by the Chassidish Gadol, told him, Chassidish Rav told him, that the Ribbono Shel Olam is big enough to be able to give everyone a way back. The Olam Hazeh was created, we know, what was the Inyan of the Ois Hay, that you've got the opportunity to get back into Shuvah. You can find a way to crawl back in. They ask, why is it Dafka through the Ois Hay? Because you can't go the same way back in as you went out, but you'll find a way back into Shuvah. No? To conclude, how do we come to Rosh Hashanah and we can't ask for ourselves? We said the whole thing is Tvei Malchus Shemayim. Chaim V'Lozhin ends in a remarkable way. Anila doidi v'doidi li. If I am entirely for my beloved will be for me. He says, when my bakosha, kol magamosi, all of my aspiration, my ambition is rak l'doidi, k'moshe amarnu. I'm just davening Rosh Hashanah, k'void malchus shemayim, being mekabel ol malchus shemayim olai. Just tekiyas, musaf, every moment of avodah, I'm thinking Ribbono Shel Olam. Then he says, as Chazal say, "Hamispalel al chaver v'utzorich leisidova, hu nene techila." The extent to which I make myself small is the extent to which I will truly be great. The extent to which I am able to focus in entirely on bakoshos kvoid malchus shemayim and to be boine binyonim ade ad lichvoid shimcha hagodol v'hamuhulol, converting the Shmoy HaMechul Rachman Lislan to the Shmoy HaMehulol, is the extent to which I will truly be great. Not because, and you know, Chazal will say this as a little bit of a joke, Chazal tell us, Kol HaRotzach HaKovad HaKovad Bereich Emenu. So as one fellow comes to his Rebbe, he says, "Him, Rebbe, all my life I've been running away from Kovad. It's never caught up with me. My Machzal doesn't work." The Rebbe turns around and says, "Your problem was, as you were running away, you were looking over your shoulder to see how far Kovad was behind you." You can't play games with Ribbono Shel Olam. You can't say, "Oh, you know what? I'll dump for your cover, Ribbono Shel Olam. Oh, but get me Panosa and Gazunt and Bona Chaim Azaina." That doesn't work. But honestly, if you can on Rosh Hashanah completely focus in on Gilui Kvoy Malchus Yisprach Ba'ilamai, we'll taka bizoicha to see that b'mheira v'meinu. Bizoicha to aksiv v'chasiv v'teiva lono l'chol Yisrael amein.
Come again.